Hey guys, it's Abby, your friendly neighborhood conspiracy theorist. I have a question for you. What are you passionate about? And have you ever thought about making a podcast around your passion? Well, let me tell you about Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. I love Anchor because they automatically distribute my podcast to so many different platforms that I would never have been able to do on my own. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hey guys, what's up? It's Abby, your friendly neighborhood conspiracy theorist, broadcasting from Portland, Oregon, home of the hipsters and hippies. I am so ready to dive into yet another one of life's mysteries. This episode's theory was suggested by my amazing friend Dane up in Canada. Dane is an awesome bass guitarist and like the nicest guy I've ever met. So before we begin, don't forget you can find us on various platforms. Obviously, we're hosted on the Anchor app. Here you can call in and let me know about your theories, and I may just feature it in an episode. Also, you can call in and let me know your thoughts about any of our episodes, and you may hear your own voice in a future podcast. If you don't have the Anchor app, please email me at 5minuteconspiracies@gmail.com. Comments, questions, or concerns, hit me up there. So, Dane sent in a suggestion for an episode. He wanted me to look into the theory that Amelia Earhart was actually murdered, or there was an attempt to murder her, and that's why she never completed her flight. Okay, so the story of Amelia Earhart, the shortened version at least. So she was originally going to start in March of 1937, heading towards Hawaii, but she needed some repairs done, and due to weather and all that, she decided to head towards Miami first. So she took off. She got an airplane with Fred Nguyen as her navigator, and they flew from Oakland, California, eventually stopping in Miami, Florida, and on June 1st, 1937, she began her trip. She then travels around the world, starting in Puerto Rico, Venezuela, you know, all the way over to Pakistan, hitting Thailand, Singapore, Australia. Papua New Guinea was her last official stop, and then there's a big question mark. So there's a lot of theories as to what happened next. The idea was that they were going to then land on Howland Island, where a big ship was waiting to receive her transmissions and guide her in with a big plume of smoke, basically. As kind of a beacon. But she had some strange transmissions that made it seem like she thought that they were close to the island, but she never showed up. They never saw her. So this is where the big question mark is. What happened? There's some really varied accounts of where she went next. The big one that a lot of people think is that she just simply crashed into the ocean after running out of fuel. The end. Her plane was noted to be extremely heavy, and so it probably would have sunk quickly, but I don't know. I'm not so sure about that one. She was an accomplished aviator. It just doesn't feel right to me. And some people throw the Bermuda Triangle theory in there, but I don't know. Another theory is that they ended up somewhere and were captured by Japanese military and were held as prisoners for the rest of their lives or killed. The thought that maybe Japanese military thought she could have been an American spy. One idea that's kind of big right now is that they landed on a remote uninhabited island. And people who went looking for her, had been looking for years, found this island, and they found a lot of really curious things there. So this is, like I said, uninhabited. No people live there. No people have lived there. They found a set of remains, some glass pieces that put together look like they could have been like her jar of freckle cream that she was known to use, remnants of a pair of women's shoes and men's shoes, and a few campfires. The remains were sent to be examined, but somehow were lost at some point, so they never did get to do, you know, DNA or anything like that. But the measurements taken of the bone suggested that it was a woman of European descent. But that's the thing, they only found the woman's remains, so if that was Amelia, what happened to her navigator, Frank? Who knows? Another interesting idea I found was that the idea that maybe Amelia and Frank disappeared. Then they snuck back into the U.S. under different names and lived out their lives under the aliases. I don't know what the motivation for that would have been, but it's just out there. So, there are like hundreds of different explanations for what happened, and new things pop up all the time. That Expedition Unknown show on, is it Discovery or Travel Channel? I don't know. They did an Amelia Earhart thing. There's a picture floating around that could have had her in it from Japan. I don't know. There's a lot going on. And I'm personally not sure what I believe yet. There just really isn't enough hard science and proof to completely back up any theory. And that just makes it kind of hard for me. So at this point, I just want you guys to call in or email me what you believed happened or what you've heard that, you know, makes the most sense to you. I would love to hear more theories, and maybe down the road we could make a part two about this. But as always, I want to thank you all for listening. Every one of you make reporting this podcast so worth it. And as always, send in your theories you've heard. I would love to make future podcasts about topics that you're interested in. So this is Abby, human, not reptilian, and I will see you on our next episode.